I want us to read a scripture this morning which is found in the Old Testament in the book of Ezra. It's not often we turn to the book of Ezra. And it's just a couple of books before the Psalms. Ezra chapter 10. And just to, well, I'll start reading from verse 1. Now while Ezra was praying, and while he was confessing, weeping and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women and children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, "We have trespassed against our God and have taken pagan wives from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and those who have been born to them, according to the advice of my master, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility. We also are with you. Be of good courage and do it." And Ezra arose and made the leaders of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel swear an oath that they would do according to this word. So they swore an oath. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he ate no bread and drank no water, for he mourned because of the guilt of those from the captivity. And they issued a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the descendants of the captivity, that they must gather at Jerusalem, and that whoever would not come within 3 days, according to the instructions of the leaders and elders, all his property would be confiscated, and he himself would be separated from the assembly of those from the captivity. So all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered at Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month on the 20th of the month, and all the people sat in the open square of the house of God, trembling because of this matter, and because of heavy rain. Then Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have transgressed and have taken pagan wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. Now therefore make confession to the Lord God of your fathers and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the pagan wives." And all the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, "Yes, as you have said, so we must do. But there are many people. It is the season for heavy rain, and we are not able to stand outside. Nor is this the work of 1 or 2 days. For there are many of us who have transgressed in this matter. Please let the leaders of our entire assembly stand, and let all those in our cities who have taken pagan wives come at appointed times, together with the elders and judges of their cities, until the fierce wrath of our God is turned away from us in this matter. Only Jonathan the son of Asahel and Jehaziah the son of Tikvah opposed this, and Mishalem and Shabbatai the Levite gave them support." And that's where we'll finish reading. You know, in this chapter, I just want to take a statement that's made in verse 13 and just really consider some things around this. I'm not really going to preach this one, I just want to share some things that are on my heart and that God's been dealing with his people over this last week. In verse 13 it says this, and the statement I want us to consider is this statement here: it is the season for heavy rain. It is the season for heavy rain. Now before I as I just share, I want to read to you some things that you'll often hear us talk about, and it was mentioned a few weeks ago about time we spent last year, July last year, in prayer. And you know, we held services in the church on Friday nights, Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, Monday nights, and Tuesday nights, and we did it through the whole month of July. And we just met for prayer and just waiting upon God and seeing what He would say to us. You know, on the first Sunday night, Sunday the 5th of July, 2009, during that time, that mission, I took notes of everything that happened and things that were said and where we read from in the scriptures. So I've got a diary of every day through the month. And on Sunday the 5th of July, last year, 2009, we had two prophetic words given to us as a church. One of them was this, that God is with us all the time. This is just a summary of what was said. God is with us all the time. However hard it gets, we can know that He is with us. The Lord our healer is with us. The Lord that fights our battles is with us. The Lord that delivers us is with us. Great God Jehovah is His name. That was one of them. But the one which really captured our hearts and really set the theme for that whole month was this one. That, and you'll know it to be true because it's been touched on quite a few times since. That God is going to do a new thing. And the prophetic word said that God is going to do this new thing and it will be of the Spirit, but will not be confined to the spiritual, for it will affect the natural. Many will not like what is to happen, but we are to know that it comes from God. And again, that's a short summary of what was shared. You know, God is going to do a new thing. Then the next night, I just really want to touch on these two days. The next night, another prophetic word came to us. Of a picture of a busy high street lined with shops. And on this street, people were going about their business. Then it started to rain. And some people ran for cover in the shop doorways. Others put up umbrellas or covered themselves with other things like newspapers. But some just carried on walking and got totally drenched. And the essence of that prophetic vision, that picture there, was this, that God is going to send the rain of His Spirit upon His people. Some will run for cover to get out of the rain. They won't want to be part of it. Others will try and cover up with umbrellas. They will be part of the move of God, but won't want to get too involved. But others will be totally immersed and be drenched. And God was saying to us, on that occasion, that's what He wants for us, to get totally immersed in what He wants to do. A new thing. Now in that prophetic utterance, it was a vision of rain. And here in this reading we read, it says here, it is the season for heavy rain. Now earlier on in that chapter in verse 4 we read these words, be of good courage and do it. That was the word to Ezra the priest. Be of good courage and do it. You know, we've got to be of good courage. You know, seasons change. That's what it says in that verse. It says it's the season for heavy rain. Seasons change. You know, winter is followed by spring. Spring is followed by summer. Then comes autumn. And then back around to winter. You know, and there's change in the weather. There's change in the temperature. Change in what we see. Change in the daylight hours. And these things change. and a change in their seasons. Now the essence of the prophetic word was this, that we mustn't run for cover or put up umbrellas, you know, but we should embrace the change that God wants to do and bring upon us. You know, it is, and this I believe is a timely word for right now, that it is the season for heavy rain. Now, I've just spent this last week 3 days away in a conference, and the theme of that conference was this, that it's time for change. And God dealt with various ones and me, that it's time for change. You know, we've been going through a season, perhaps which we can liken to the winter. You know, it's been a bit bleak in the fellowship, you know, we've not seen a lot of people. But it's time for change. It's the season of heavy rain. We must embrace change where it comes. Now, a lot of people don't like change, particularly older people. You know, if you talk to them, or minister to them, or share with them, you'll find out they'll say things like, "Oh, it wasn't like this when we were younger, and you know, we've seen things change, and it's not been for the better." And the change is inevitable. It has to come because the seasons change. You know, God said, we haven't got time to look at this morning, but you know, it was brought out from Genesis 1, and you know I've been going through over the last few months this year, going through from Genesis 1, 2 and 3, just sharing on the subject of the fullness of the blessing. You know, it was brought out over the conference that seasons were set in place long before man sinned. You know, God created the seasons. And so change is a God thing. You know, God expects us to change. In actual fact, it says in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, very well-known scriptures, that we are to present ourselves to God. He says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." And then it says this in verse 2, it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We're told to present ourselves, or to be ready for change. Then we're told to be transformed. You know, that word transformed there is, it really is the same word as what we get our word metamorphosis. You know, the same thing like what the caterpillar goes through to become the butterfly, a complete change. And that word transformed there really is the Greek word, I think it's metamorphoso or something like that, or metamorphosis, which means a complete change. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know, we've been told to change, to be transformed, not to conform ourselves to this world, but to be transformed by having our minds renewed. So we must embrace change. Be of good courage. Yeah, change is coming. The seasons change. It's the season of heavy rain, but we're to be encouraged, to be of good courage. In the book of Ezekiel, verse 34, we read some tremendous words about rain. Here God is likened to a good shepherd, and he says that he's going to look after his flock. verse 23 says this. He says, I will establish one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, my servant David. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. Then God goes on to say this. He says, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing, and I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. Then the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase. They shall be safe in their land, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them from the hand of those who enslaved them. They shall no longer be a prey for the nations, nor shall beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and no one shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a garden of renown, and they shall no longer be consumed with hunger in the land, nor bear the shame of the Gentiles. Thus they shall know that I, the Lord, their God, am with them. And they, the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord God. You are my flock, the flock of my pasture. You are men, and I am your God, says the Lord God. There God's showing the church that he's going to pour out showers of blessing. And he says showers in their season. You know, this is the season of heavy rain. You know, it's a time of change. You know, the wind of change about to blow upon the church. And we've got to be ready, for God is going to do a new thing. Now, we've spent 2 years going through what might appear to have been a season. But I believe that in the Spirit, God's telling us that that's about to change. You know, we're about to experience the heavy rain. If God's going to do this new thing that he spoke of last year. You know, God, we can hear prophecies like this, and we say, well, yeah, God says, I'm going to do a new thing, and the scripture actually says, now it shall spring forth, and shall you not know it? And when we hear things like that, you know, perhaps we automatically think, well, it's going to happen very quickly. Well, in perhaps the grand scheme of things, it is going to happen quickly. But we have to wait for God's timing. Yes, God says he's going to do a new thing, a thing of the Spirit that will not be confined to the spiritual, but will affect the natural. Now, we took many days and weeks pondering that statement and wondering what God was going to do, perhaps trying to find out what he meant by not confined to the spiritual but affecting the natural. And I think we came up with a few ideas that God was going to move in power, and we're going to see people healed and saved, and you know, something happening in the natural realm. It's also going to be something in the spirit as well. But we've got to be ready for when God works and when God moves. Now, I alluded just a moment ago to the fact that I've been preaching and teaching on the fullness of the blessing. If you cast your mind back to January, I started off talking about really that number thing where it says, well, it was 10 over 10, which really means the whole or the fullness. In a 10 out of 10. And I believe that this, we're about to enter into the season of fullness. You know, I've had in my heart ever since January that October would be significant for us in the church. The 10th month of the 10th year. You know, 10 out of 10. And I felt that right back from January, or perhaps I hadn't said it publicly in the church, October would be a month where we would begin to see God's fullness fall in our midst. I I don't believe it's coincidental that when I rang Melvin back whenever it was, just after Easter or something like that, and booked up the mission, this crusade, he came back to me with the dates and said, this is the dates he was available, and I said, yeah, let's go for it. But the Sunday's day will be the 10th day of the 10th month of the 10th year. I don't believe that's coincidental or insignificant. I believe there's something is going to happen following on from this crusade. Back in May, at the end of May, when we had our faith convention, Pastor Brian from Peterborough gave a prophetic word, and you know, he told me prior to the convention as well that November would be a time, a significant time in the church's history. You know, and then what's been said this week at the conference, that we're entering into seasons, or we're at time, talking about time to change, but it was mentioned on one of the days about the season of change. You know, I've just allowed that to fill my spirit this week, that this is the season. Yeah, we know it's going to happen, but there are seasons for these things. You know, the flowers grow in their season. The crops grow in their season. The rain comes in its season. Harvest time comes in its season. There's always seasons to things. And certainly in the things of the Spirit, there's a season. And I believe we're entering into that season now where we're going to see God's fullness in operation. If we just look for a minute, this really will probably be the last scripture that we look at this morning. The book of Joel, chapter 2. This chapter contains that well-known portion of scripture that says about, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. But earlier on in the chapter, from verse 1 through to verse 27, Joel 2, verse 21. The prophet here says this. He says, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. He has given you the former rain faithfully. And he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame. You know what we see in this chapter here, that talking about this season that's of blessing that's coming, that it will be a season of growth. Talks about the pastures springing up, the trees bearing fruit, the fig tree and the vine yielding their strength. You know, it's a season of growth where we'll see growth in all areas. Then in verse 24, it talks about the threshing floors being full of wheat. It's a season of fruitfulness. The vats overflow with new wine and oil. A season of overflow. You know, this is just looking at some of these things. Growth, fruitfulness, blessing, overflow. This is what we've been looking at in our series on the fullness of the Eden blessing. Verse 25 tells us about a season of restoration that will be coming upon the church. And finally, one of the purposes for all this blessing that God will bring is not to necessarily to build us up, but it is, as it said in verse 27, that we might know that God is in the midst. You know, a season of intimate relationship with God. Now God's going to do something good in our lives individually, between us and Him. You know, that season of will be marked by worship and holiness. You know, God moves in seasons. You know, there's a season, and we need to discern the seasons of blessing and the seasons of the Spirit. Now there's a verse in Joshua which says this, in Joshua chapter 3. It's a beautiful verse, just as God's people are about to cross the Jordan River to go in and take the land that God had promised them. It says in Joshua 3:15, about the River Jordan, it says, the River Jordan overflows all her banks all the time of harvest. The Jordan overflows all her banks all the time of harvest. There's overflow at the time of harvest, or the season. You know, there's a season there, and that, during that season, that harvest season, there's overflow in the River Jordan. You know, it floods and waters the land. So what should we do in these days? Let's be encouraged. Let's look forward. Let's do what we read in Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord our God, or the Lord your God. It's the season of heavy rain. Now God is about to do something marvellous and wonderful in our midst. And let's not miss it. Let's not let's take note of the instruction God gave us in our mission last year, prayer mission. You know, this picture that came from the Lord of a busy high street lined with shops. On this street, I'll read it to you again. On this street, people were going about their business. Then it started to rain. Some people ran for cover in the shop doorways. Others put up umbrellas or covered themselves with other things like newspapers. But some just carried on walking and got totally drenched. God is going to send the rain of His Spirit upon His people. And some will run for cover to get out of the rain. They won't want to be part of it. Others will try and cover up with umbrellas. They will be part of God's move, but won't want to get too involved. But others will be totally immersed and be drenched. And that's what God wants for us. Let's take down our spiritual umbrellas and stand out in the rain and get blessed. Or as Dave Willows once put it like this, I'll never forget hearing him when he said it. Get under the spout where the glory comes out and get blessed. Let's get under the spout of God's glory, God's blessing. You know, not really part of what I was going to share this morning, but just in Ezra 10, where we started off. Verse 9, it says this. Listen to what the words say. And consider where we are today. It says this. So all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered at Jerusalem within 3 days. Listen to this. I think this is interesting, especially when I read it this morning. And it was the 9th month. We're in the 9th month. The 20th day of the month. Well, that's tomorrow, the 20th. And all the people sat in the open square of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of heavy rain. Now, I'm not saying that, but it's this was happening at a time very similar to where we are now. You know, and the Bible gives us the day of the when God's people came together. But God's going to do something good. This is a timely message for the church. It's the season of heavy rain. So Let's be prepared for it. Let's embrace it. And give God thanks and praise for what he's doing. Amen.